Just me, Mamshech, from what we spoke about last week. Just want a quick chazara. We said over last week that there's a machlekes in the Rekeach. It brings down the machlekes, the Beis Yosef, and the Rekeach. That if a person makes a bracha to be mitzi people to eat, and he eats first, the Ramah brings down the Rekeach. As long as he ate, even if the hefsek, meaning the people that are listening to the bracha were mastic before they ate, then that's okay. That's the sheet of the Rekeach. Frag the Beis Yosef, they doesn't understand that l'chayra, the people are listening to the bracha also want to eat. They're being yoytzeh with the bracha that the person made for them, but ki'ilu kalecha ve'echa birich. So Mela, what's the difference if the person who made the bracha was mastic, or the person that's listening to the bracha was mastic? And that's why the Beis Yosef is taka chilek on this Rekeach. The Bialacha is mesupik lahalacha. How we go? Hagam the Ramah says that you are yoytza and you have to make a new bracha. The Bialacha is very mesupik about it, and Mishabud is mesupik about it. So you have to ask somebody what to do. L'maisef yamastik. But Al Kapanim. So we spoke about last week. What is the story of the machlekes between the Rekeach and the Beis Yosef? Means the Beis Yosef, the Rekeach holds that if I'm mitzi with a bracha, as long as my bracha was chal, then even if you have a hefsek before your oichel, then that's okay. Shaking the Beis Yosef. Held mishnah. So we said over that l'chayra, the shaila is when I'm mitzi someone else with a brich sanenin, how does that work? Is the pshat that you're about to own with surif to one yeshiva, so it's ki'ilu I made the bracha for everybody? Or is it no, that I'm making a bracha, but really it blinds that each one of you is making a bracha by himself. So he said the Rekeach Vaistei held that it says one person is making a bracha for everyone, everyone's mitzurf to his bracha. So as long as his bracha is chal, that's going to be okay. The Taz we said over asked the Kasha from Brich HaMitzvah, that he says, if I put on tefillin, I'm a mitzvah with tefillin, with a bracha, and before I already started putting on my tefillin after I made the bracha, but you, who are being yoytzeh with my bracha, spoke before you put on tefillin. Zag detah, that's pashit that avadi, you have to make a new bracha. So in fact, Akasha on the Rekeach, how come the Rekeach is saying, what's the chiv between birchas hamitzvos and birchas hanen? On that, we said over that birchas hamitzvos, the side of the bracha is on the kiyum hamitzvah. So your kima mitzvah is not related to my kima mitzvah. So there it has to be that the way you're yoytzeh with a bracha that I make is only because it's kilu you made your own bracha. Now she'en came by birch sanen and decided shavach vayda. So as long as there's a shavach vayda on this food and you could shtel too to that shavach vayda, that would already be enough. Right. So I'm saying that would be the title. So even though Rekeach is mechal between birch sanen and birch sanen. This you say that you see a chilek between birch sanen and birch hamitzvahs is really fine in the Rishayim and the Sefer Machriya. The Sefer Machriya goes on our shmuz in the Gemara. The Gemara says that tel baruch is not a hefsek. That means that if you made a bracha birch hamitzi and now Rashi learns up letzerich habracha, you had a hefsek between the bracha and the achila. If it's a tzarech the achila, it doesn't buy the hefsek. Tosfos emphasizes that the nekuda is not al tefsek, it's al tesach hadas. That's the sheet of Tosfos. Tosfos says, hesach hadas, that's what creates the hefsek. Zok the Sefer Machriya, I bring down from the Sefer Ayashav Sharon Ben Utam, that if a person makes a bracha on kisi adam, and he's mechasa dam of oif, and then he speaks out, zokter, vibal, it shows that you're going with the mitzvah and you're mesiach das, you don't have to make a new bracha again. You have to make a new bracha again. That means, because he says, that because you raised, you were going with the mitzvah, and now you spoke out after that, can you see a dam, so it shows that you're mesiach das in the mitzvah, and you're going with the mitzvah, and therefore he says, you have to make a new bracha. He says, however, what would be a mitzvah? Let's say, milpki a shofar, you spoke out. So there he said, you don't have to make a new bracha because you have to be going with the mitzvah. You're still in the middle of the mitzvah. You didn't hear all the kailas. So that doesn't show that there was a gemar. So therefore, he says you have to make a new brach. You don't have to make a new brach. Zok the Seifa Machriya, that he agrees to the etzem yisoid of Rabbeinu Tam's chilek, but he doesn't understand the lamdas. He says, how can Rabbeinu Tam say the lamdas is because of Hesach Hadas? Zok in our case, when you said, the Gemara says, Hevi Melech, Hevi Liftung, right? Rav only said, Rav only says, Tel Ve'achel. But he says, Hevi Melech, Hevi Liftung, he doesn't say, or Tel, or Gavel Turi, he doesn't either agree on. In fact, there, by Gavel Turi, you weren't Masih Das, right? Or he said, bring all the things for the Suda. You're not being Masih Das for the Suda, so why would it be a Hesek? Elamai, Dr. Seva Mechri, has nothing to do with Hesek Hadas. The Yisoid HaDvarim is because of a Hefsek. And he says, once you already started the thing, it's not a Hefsek, because you already started. So the Bracha and the Maisa didn't have a Hefsek between the Bracha and the Maisa, so you could continue. So there, no, what's the var by Shchita, that when you did Kisi Adam, and then you speak out, then you have to make a new Bracha if you want to do another Kisi Adam. So here he says that there's a fundamental Chilek, and I think this is really what we were saying before, there's a fundamental chilek between the Birchas HaMitzvot and Birchas Shevach and Birchas HaAchila, Birchas HaNenen. He said, by Birchas HaNenen, really, you only have to make one bracha, as long as you kudel whatever das you had on the food that you're going to eat, as long as you're able to kudel in that bracha, you don't need a new bracha. And so all nichan on that bracha. He says, Masha'inkim by Birchas HaMitzvot, really, every single mitzvah is chashev by itself, that it needs a bracha. Just what Chazal said, if you had a mind to do a few mitzvahs with this on this bracha, that's good enough. The Hainu, what's the Sefer Machriya saying? He's saying this chilek, that by Birchas HaShvach or Birchas HaNenin, as long as the hanah that you had afterward, we have a way to be misyachis into the bracha, it's not be'etzem mechayiv its own bracha, it just be nichla on the bracha. Masha'en came by Birchas HaMitzvahs, he's saying that every mitzvah be'etzem needs its own bracha. So as soon as you're masik, if you talk out in the middle, and you have a hefsik, so that bracha can't be misyachis to the next mitzvah. So memela, you have to have, it's not totally in hefsik, it's totally in hefsik. As long as it's once in the hefsik, so you can use that bracha for the other mitzvah. Now, Taisa that says that it's totally in hefsik, so here comes out a big tumult in the Paiskim, which Shlomo Zalman brings down a few cases. What would define as Hesek Hadas? There's a shy like this, that he brings down, let's say someone made Havdalah, and he made a Bayer Pri Agafen. And then by almost when he's up about to drink the wine, he remembers that he already made Havdalah. So in between, you have a bracha of Ma'ira Eish and Besamim. Now the question is, now you want to drink the wine. Are you allowed to drink the wine or the bive the hefsek? So, so he brings down the Magen Avraham says, the Magen Avraham, he wants to be doing this case to the case of the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says like this: someone made kiddush and he thought he's holding a cup of wine. And after kid that he's about to drink, and he sees that it's water. So the question is, could he go now? And drink, pour himself a cup of grape juice and drink it. Lamaisi, he wasn't yoisa kiddush. So because the kiddush was a kli shamayim, the question is, he's going to go now and make kiddush again. So they have to make another Bayi Priya Gafen, it can be same on the first Bayi Priya Gafen. So the Magen Avraham says, what? On the Bayi Priya Gafen. No, because they, what's going to be the hafsik? Oh, because I'll say that's the bracha. The Shana that's the bracha. But okay. Okay. Right, he's not getting involved in that part. So he says that you don't have the Magen Avraham Shita is that you don't have to make a new Bayi Priya Gafen. So Reb Kivi Eger of Anar says, you see that even the Nusach HaKiddush Amal HaKoy Shamayim lo yave Kiddush, they have a Hefsik ben Brichas Bayi Priya Gafen l'shtiyas Yayin Achen. Frak, So Dr. Kiveger, tell the Maisa of Yibalt, the Kiddush wasn't a Kiddush. So that should be mastic between the Kiddush, the Bar Priya Gafen, and the Shtia. So therefore, Kiveger is Chaylik, and he says that Avadi, you can't be Yoytze with that Bar Priya Gafen. He brought down Shem Zalmud on page 8. So Zakim Shem Zalmud, the Avibalti said of the Hefsik is Gebait. He's understanding that he said that Hefsik is called Gebait on Hefsik Hadas. So Mele, Zakim Shem Zalmud, that over here, you didn't have Hefsik Hadas. The Avibalti, Maisi, trying to make Kiddush. So he wants to say that wouldn't be called Hefsik Hadas. And he gives a marshal. The marshal like this. Let's say somebody says, Havi Melech, Havi Liftan. And then he chaps that on the table there's a whole big thing of salt. What would be in such a case? Right? He made a maisi, and then he said, bring out the melech. And then his wife keeps on pointing at the table, and then he chaps that there's a whole thing of melech over there. So is that going to apply a hefsek? The maisi was mastic for no reason. Right, so that's what Shlomo Zalman says. That's pasha, that would imply a hefsek hadas. That would be about the hefsek, and then he wants to say that even if you would say that it's that he wants to say maybe also the word that we bound, it's all part of the by kiddush, he wants to say maybe also it's all part of the kiddush, so we don't see where you're trying to be mesichtas, you're trying to be masik, so thus alone maybe is going to be mutter. Al kapanim, he brings down another case. Other cases you have by Svir Soimer, right? This is a very common case. A person makes a Svir Soimer, and they say that Yoim Yud Boimer, and the guy says, no, it's a Yoim Yud Aleph. So he quickly changes it. So Lamaisi already said Yud Boimer. So that can apply a Bamasik in the Bracha? No, not by Dibur. By Shtika, you have a Shir. Oh, Teichet Ei Dibur, but I don't know. But Lamaisi, Teichet Ei Dibur means that you're Oike the Dibur, but it doesn't buy the Dibur of Hefsek? Not sure about that. Sounds like. It doesn't sound like Hefsek B'Dibur, Teichet Ei Dibur is going to take care of. We saw last week, we spoke about it, the Beis Halevi is specific about it, that maybe that's why the Gemara had to say two Lashonis, Tal Baruch, to take away that you don't have the Shiv. Well, let's say Kiv Eger talks about another Shiloh. And the Bialacha brings this down, and Reish Tzadichas. Over there, he speaks about Shiloh. Let's say on the night of Yom Kippur, a person comes home, he makes Abdallah, and then he chaps, and he made a Bayer Me'esh on Oner Shaloi Shavas. Right? You have to make a Bayer Me'esh on Ner Shavas. He made Ner Shaloi Shavas, so you weren't Yoitza, the Bracha of Bayer Me'esh. So Kiveger also says that that applies to Hefsek. The Bialacha of it is Mesupik, that maybe about Lamaisi, you're trying to do Abdallah, so maybe that doesn't buy a Hefsek. Back upon him, you see from Kiveger that he took the Din Hefsek on a very stark attack. Right? Meaning the Mechashleimer, Shleim Zalman, wants to buy in the Magen Avram, that the Yisoid, even in Hefsek, is also has to have Shaykhis to the Yisoid of Hefsek Hadas. Hefsek alone is not a Maisa Masik. Masha Inger of Kiveger understood that no, that as long as the Bracha has a Hefsek to the Maisa, even though you're not Mesir Das, but there is a Hefsek to the Maisa, so that already is not enough. The Maisa of Shlomo Zalman, says that even according to Kiveger, he wants to say only because the Bracha Meri Eish is not the Hefsek of the Abdullah, it's a secondary Bracha, or but he wants to say that Avada in Rav Kiveger, if a person would say, bring the salt, or let's say by Sfir Soimer, where it's Gufa in the Gufa Bracha, he's trying to be Masakin, even Rav Kiveger would be Masakin. But Al Kapanim, that's all in the din of Hesech Hadas. Toises, Shitas of the Rambam, the third Shita, where the Rambam is mashm like this. Till now we're talking about that you're saying something that's a Tzarech HaBracha. Right, either you're feeding the animals, it's all tzarech of this achila, you don't have a heter achila, or you don't have a heter of the suda. But what about, the Rambam sounds like you could tell the person, the lashon of the Rambam is, heviu liftan, Rambam page Tazayin. Rambam says, "Vim hifsik b'dvarim shu me'inyan dvarim shemavarchin alav." Any tzarich levarich shenis. Kaitzad going shabirich al pasach. Going shalchalomer. Have you melech? Have you tafshel? Tnu l'plani lechol. The Rambam doesn't say dafka tnu l'plani the piece of bread, the piece of challah. He said tnu l'plani lechol. Let him eat. Or have you tafshel? The Rambam said as long as it's me'in habracha that you mevarich alav, that would be enough. So the Rambam, you see, held that you don't have to have dafka a vart for bracha. And Pashas, you would understand the Rambam, that maybe the Rambam held that everything's totally in Hesech Hadas, and if it's L'Tzarech L'Suda, L'maisa, it's not called the Hesech Hadas. So I saw that the Paiskim Tler, the Prima Gadol, brings down the Shiloh, what about tell the guy to bring a chair for somebody? The Rambam still used the Lashon, Me'in HaBracha Sheberich Alav, would sound like it has to be Me'in of the Suda, Me'in of the Bracha, something that's Zaitik, maybe not. But Akapanim, the Mishabur brings down Lalacha L'maisa, from the Prima Gadim, the Mechaber goes with the Shita of the Rambam, that anything that's a Tzarech HaSuda, that's enough. And the Mishabur brings down the Prima Gadim that says, have you Kalim Rosabi? You can tell a person, bring him a plate, bring him a chair, after you made the Bracharim. So what's the Yisrael of the Rambam? So we're saying that Kipshuta, the Yisrael of the Rambam is, it's Hesech Hadas. The Maisa I saw in Ramosha says, he wants to say in Chuvis, it's in the Gea, he's telling Tzitzach Tefillah, but over there in Chuvis, he says that Meken Klaren, but Mavim with the Tzerech Achila, or the Tzerech Habracha, is a pshat that's not a Maisa being Masik, or the word is the Hefter on the Hefter. That's his Klaren. Pashas that would have understood that that's not called, because it's Tzerech, so it's not cool. We still see where the bracha is mesiaches to the David that you're making the bracha on. But Gabbana, that's his class. He wants to say, as the Rambam held, that's not a hefsek. So memela, anything that's a tzarech the suda, you're allowed to do it because that's not called cool, being mastic. Masha'en kein Rashi held that b'soy levad, it's a mastic. It's really a mastic. Just the tzarech the bracha, they were makel, that the chazal allowed you to make a hefsek. But b'soy, it's a mastic. I just wanted to go through a few of the hafsekim, which is Vein Gela Halacha. You look into the Sefer from Avram Ginachowski, he's a guy in Olam, the Rashiv and Shabin. So over there, like, he has on Seder Shulchan Aruch, he has in Archaim, the beginning of Archaim, he has an Aris on the Sifim. That Zachin that came up, that he cleared, you see how, like, the Talmud Chacham, his whole life, everything, there's a million Shailas over there. So he cleared the Shaila. Before him, I'm saying just in the Pashat, the Halachit, what about Amin? Which just happens many times. You're sitting by a Suda. This happens all the time. A certain person sitting by a Simcha, and there are a bunch of people, everyone has their own challah. So now, a person makes a bracha, you're yoytzu with him, and before you even get your piece of challah, someone on across the table says, Hamaytzu. And you answered Amin. You have to make a new bracha again. So, the Mishabu.
Why would you want me to make you?
No, you don't want to be yaitzu to be answered. I mean, let's say you come to your in-law's house. So your shvarim has a big challah, he makes amaytzi. Maitzi, you always have that brother-in-law comes late, they leave him two matzahs by his seat, and then he comes back, and before you got your piece from the big challah, he already made amaytzi. So this I see all the time. People answer, I mean, it says bracha. They didn't get the challah.
Make it in your matzah.
What happens if you answer? So the Mishnah Berurah is very unclear. The Behete brings down, the Shaar HaTshuva brings down that Amen is a Hefsek. Mishnah Berurah in the Shaar HaTzion brings down the Machloikis. Machloikis if Amen is a Hefsek. And the Kabbalah, the Chayadam, the Kafachayim also, the Mesopik Ladina, if Amen is a Hefsek. And the Chayadam says, just like Chathil, you shouldn't answer Amen, Kedusha, Baruch, all these things you shouldn't answer. But he sounds like he's being makel that if you did, that's not called a Hefsek. Right. Yeah, they put together Kedusha Baruch Hu. The Chayyadim put together Kedusha Baruch Hu. What? The Rambam, what gets called part of the Suda. I hear. Back upon him. So the Maisa, it's not clear what you do if you say Amen Zikr. A person should try not to. If he does, I guess it's a Safik in the Paiskim. Safik Baruch Hakol. Well, there is one of the big shailas that they asked, based on this Amen, is a lady who already made Shechianu on her candles. This is a ha'ara in the Peskim. A lady made shachianu on her candles. This can't be even more lady. Even if you're not by the shul. Lady made shachianu on the candles. And now her husband comes home from shul. And at night he makes a shachianu. Or let's say they're in the sukkah. And it's bad weather. So the lady right away, she knows she's not eating the sukkah. She comes to hear the kiddush. And the husband makes a leisha b'sukkah. And she answers, amen. So thus, is she yoytze? Is she allowed to drink from the wine? Or is it hefsek? So Rav Shlomo Zalman says, so Rav Shlomo Zalman says a svara, that he bounced like all the chiluk of the kiddush, that even though she's not mechuyev, that bad doesn't buy a hefsek. Rav Moshe says more the vard that the husband is trying to be mechuyev to her, he's mechuyev, so she's allowed to answer on his bracha, and we don't see it as a hefsek because she's telling too to the mevarech's kiddush that he's mechuyev. No, but he said, Vibalant, he's mechiv. That's a chedek of his. So basically, it sounds like the minigah oilam is zikr. That's what Shem is saying. The minigah oilam is that the ladies answer amen. It wasn't the minigah. I didn't give them the minigah oilam. Now, there's another question, which is also very relevant, like this. Shtika, later on in Reish Vav, so I say, if it's Letzerich Achila, then we say that b'di'evet l'maisa it's fine, but it sounds like l'chatchila a person shouldn't be master. Even if it's a tzarich l'achila, a person should not be master. Now, what about shtika? Wait, being quiet. So, in Siman Reish Vav over there also it says if it's yoiser b'chidei b'teichidei diber, it's not l'chatchila to be master in your bracha and your achila more than k'dei diber. So I saw that listen, Kavin said he answered Shlomo Zalman. That the minig oilam is nishtadai because you go to Big Suda and everyone's waiting to get their piece of challah. So everyone's waiting. You don't find that people are. He said maybe I should be makbid on the. I'm putting bread in front of everybody. Rav Shlomo Zalman said, you don't have to. Lamaisa, but Lamaisa and Shtika sound like also it's better to do it right away. So he wants to be mechalat, and maybe Shtika, Zira Vada, you'll have the lumdus of the Rekeach. Everyone will be masking to the Rekeach. As long as the person made the bracha ate right away, so the bracha was already chal. The whole problem is a hefsik, so shtika not maybe wouldn't be everyone be masking to the rekeach. What about doing maisim between the bracha and the achila? Right, let's say a person washes, he makes the bracha, and then he does a maisa between the bracha and the achila. Is that a hefsek or not? So the Mishnah Brura, it's interesting. I saw Rav Avram Ginichovsky brings a raya. He brings a raya to the shaila. He said that he found in the sefer Hasteya Aretz that he's talking about the shaila that a person is lighting benching chanagalach, and then he chaps that he doesn't want to be nenaloyrei. So he goes ahead and he does a maisa of lighting. He makes a hadig nesh al Chanukah. He lights a ner in the room. He lights the candelabra. And now he wants to light the ner of Chanukah. Is that called a hefsek or not? I'm clearing. I don't know. What does that hold about turning on a light switch? Is that called a maisa in between? So I don't know why he went to the sefer. The maisa in the Mishabu itself, he swings about. In Reish Vav, the Olam looks on page Lama Tess. He brings Haroitz alishtei semayim, sheshev ksas mimenu. He said that somebody who wants to drink water, in the bottom, on page Reish Lama Tess, in the first column, or in the bottom, Mishabu brings down, Haroitz alishtei semayim, sheshev ksas mimenu, yishavich tchila, you pour out a little vakach yivarz. The tavayu isnayim misham hafzik, or misham bizi bracha. So Mishabu brings down that if you want to drink water, and the minig was, I guess people had this on Huggies, they used to pour out a little from the cup before they drank the water. So he said, you should make sure to pour out the water before you make the bracha. Why? So he said, because you have a problem with bizi mitzvah and hefsek. So you see from the Mishnah Brura that he's bringing down that pouring out the water a little, that's called a hefsek. That's, to me, that would sound even more similar to like turning on the light switch, right? Because it's not a real maisa. You're just pouring out the water. You're not going doing a maisa hadlaka, lighting up another nair thing. And still, the mishabur sounds like a chetchila. You shouldn't do it. So this is also very prevalent. That sometimes people make brachas, and all of a sudden something falls down, cheer, whatever it is, and or it sounds like you should, I don't know, it's not going to be ma'akev b'diavad, you have to make a new bracha, but zikr should try not to be ma'asik in dvarim achayim, even ma'asim, not dibur. So eshens, we have shtika, and then we have dibur, and then we have even ma'asim, it would sound like it should be a problem. Rabbi Ramgen Chatsky brings down this shayla also, by hiddur mitzvah, let's say a person lights the menorah, right? So he lit the first nair, he's about to light the first nair, and then he sees that the other nairis weren't set up properly. He made the bracha ready. So how do you say that? Is that only, maybe that's daima, does that go into the guf ha-mitzvah? So it's daima like, have you a melech, you lift them, that changes the guf ha-mitzvah that you're allowed to be mafsik, or that says, I think you hear the mitzvah, that you can't be mafsik before you you do the adlaka, you can't be mafsik with such a thing. Okay, it's just good to keep these things in cheshbon. Maisa also, you have a lot of times that people, by birch ha-mitzvah, you see a lot of times, people are about to blow the shofar, then they start banging the shofar. So you have to know if that avada, those are all mustama that's in the guf ha-mitzvah, so that would be fine. But I'm saying it's just something to be aware of in the afsekim between the bracha and the maisa, not to do. I just want to finish quickly with one word on the covered Erev Purim. I saw Mary the Gazak that says in the end of Megillas Esther, it says, V'yotam ha-melech ha-cheshverish mas al-ha-la-oret v'yayayam. So, it's very interesting that the Megillah feels necessary, the last few psukim of the Megillah, that's the pasuk that we pick. And then it says, and then you see, it speaks about the Yeshua. But we speak about this last thing of taxes, that Achashverosh decided to put on taxes at Yayam. So I saw, brought down from, I think it was from Chaim Kaufman, he was a Mashkiach in Gates, said, Mori de Gazach, he wanted to say like this, that, what shachi he put on a mass at the end? Because till now he wasn't sure where Esther came from. So he was nervous that there should be massim because maybe he's the wrong country, maybe he's picking the wrong nationality. But now he found out that she was from Klal Yisrael. She said, okay, so now the rest of the world they could all pay taxes. But he said that the pshat is the chazal in the navi wanted to give us a cook. What's a geisha cook and what's a yiddish cook? After going through the whole maisa of all these years. And you end up with a tremendous Yeshua for Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael took every prat like Yehuda Meisaira, being a Saira, give Sheva Vaidah to Hashem. What was his outcome after the whole story? Okay, we're going to put taxes on the EAIM. Chazal was teaching us as a person could go through life with a Zach Cook, and he could have a whole amazing story in front of his eyes, and he's totally blinded. All he thinks about is, okay, this is more of an opportunity for more Olam Hazeh, more money. That's what I saw brought down from one of the rabbis. He said, HaKoyas HaMegillah Mafreya Lo Yatsa. The pshat is, a person leaves the Megillah Mafreya Lo Yatsa. Why not? So he said, because hindsight is always really, to see the Yad Hashem, even for a year, it's not easy. The outcome came out, the Yeshua for Klal Yisrael. But the Emuna, going through the whole story, to realize that the Eivishah is being Mashkiach on the whole entire thing, that a person, that's what a yid has to develop, and that's why you have to lay in the kaseder. And the goyin is also mashm like that. That the only way a person's mekayim the din halal by Purim is that when a person reads every prat in the Megillah and goes through it carefully, when you see all the pratim in front of you, then it's taka nikir the ma'isar of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So it's taka obizaycha Purim to realizing chazak in this Indian of realizing the hashkacha of Hakadosh Baruch Hu.